In just a minute, Bill testifies in front of the House Select Committee on Rhyme Ghazi. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel. Some more questions for you from the week's news. Moz, you will appreciate this, I think. Yes. Regular performance reviews, as you may know, allow employers to keep track of their employees and give the employees feedback on their goals so they can improve. Well, now many experts are saying that this same kind of regular performance review could also help your what?
This is so employers do the regular.
Yeah, review. I don't know if you ever worked
for a company. Is it something like your relationship?
Relationship, your marriage. Exactly.
Wow.
Couples should do relationship performance reviews every 6 months, according to experts
least.
Who clearly just want you to suffer.
You can't. You can't do that.
Like a check-in?
I can't give my wife honest feedback. No. I want this thing to last.
It would be mutual, right?
Well,
like it would be two partners. Saying,
well, the wife.
That's the kind of marriage my parents had.
Yeah.
Except it was loud.
Yeah.
My review of hers would have to be like, well, how do you think you did? Oh yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
You're a great husband.
No, I know when to hold him. Yeah.
You know, instead of doing it like a performance review, maybe you could do it like a movie review. That would be more, I think that would be a more positive way to do it.
You're unwatchable. One star. Your dialogue is stupid.
Your dialogue is stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The only thing wrong with this film is that it never listens.
I just avoided 6 different thumbs up jokes. I deserve a point for that, I think.
Faith, it's been an exciting couple of weeks, as I'm sure you know, for the town of Shahartepe, Uzbekistan. They had the big annual cotton harvest, and this week the Prime Minister of Uzbekistan was supposed to come for a visit. In fact, the farmers were asked to beautify their town in advance of his arrival by doing what?
It was their festival of what?
The cotton harvest.
So did they have to do something with cotton?
They did.
Did they create a life-size sculpture of him or her out of cotton?
Well, here was the problem.
I like how Faith manages to turn the questions around on you.
Exactly.
You are now... I'm sorry, Peter. You didn't get it in time.
She tricked
me. See, this is how the reviews would go.
I know. Here's the thing. You've harvested the cotton, but the prime minister is coming to see the cotton harvest, so right. What do you do?
Oh, you have to put fake cotton everywhere. You have to buy cotton balls, and you arrange...
What do you do with them?
You plant the cotton balls and put them back in the ground, and then you harvest the cotton balls.
You're so close. What they did was they had to glue the cotton they had harvested back onto the plants.
Thank you.
Apparently, they said, oh, everybody! The prime minister is going to be coming by next Tuesday to watch you all harvest your cotton. Isn't that exciting? They said, oh, no, we harvested the cotton. My God, what are we going to do? So what they did was 400 people worked night and day to get the cotton back onto the plants, right? The cotton-picking farmers were forced to become cotton-putting-back-on-in farmers.
It's a good thing it wasn't a wool thing where they had to glue it back on the sheep.
Sheep, that's a problem.
Sheep are sensitive about that.
I want to see the leather.
Oh, God, we got to put the leather back on. Oh, no.
Let's go see silk.
No,
we got to put it back in the worms.
Say to the worm, really, this hurts me more than it hurts you, man.